Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received, just for a statistical purpose only?
MBA, Masters.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. You know, moving forward, are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or another Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Another one.
Okay, thank you, sir. And that would be like Venezuela, Costa Rica.
South America, Peru.
Okay, Peru. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving
thank
on. You're welcome, sir. And just to make sure, you know, and this is like common sense, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? So what is your race? White, black, African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Haitian, Pacific Island, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered to vote, sir?
I'm registered to vote.
You are. Moving on. As you may know, in November the 2023rd, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Now, sometimes things come out that prevents people from voting. As it stands right now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain that you're going to vote? Probably 50-50? Probably not, or definitely
yes.
Not?
Yes.
Almost certain?
Yes.
Almost certain, okay. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day? What's your plan?
I go in person.
Early in person? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, how motivated are you, sir, to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10? With 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 5 means that you are somewhat motivated. 8?
8.
Thank you. And I would like you now to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, okay, let me know, okay? How about Nancy Date Hour? Have you heard that person?
No.
Okay, and how about the Columbus City Council in general, from 0 to 10? How you feel about them?
Don't know, sir.
The City Council of Columbus, you don't have no opinion at all about them?
No, I mean, I usually vote for presidential only.
Oh, understood. So we can move on. How about Mr. Luis Gil? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Joseph Moto? Same question.
No.
Recognize the name? No.
No.
And Emmanuel Ramey. Same thing.
Nope.
Okay. And Shannon Harding? Same question?
No.
Okay. We're going to move on to a different topic, okay, sir? I do appreciate your patience.
No.
Now, how about Nick Bankston for 0 to 10?
No.
Okay.
No,
and
no.
Andrew Ginter? Andrew Ginter? Neither?
No.
Okay, and Farhan Jaidi. Same question.
Nothing.
Okay, now moving on. Sir, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Now, thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Here's the first one. I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue their work they have been doing. Second one. I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go on in a new direction. Which one comes closer to your view? Even if it's not exactly right.
I don't have no answer for that, Martin.
Now, just for the sake of research, can you pick one? I know you only vote for presidential, sir, but you registered to vote. You might change your opinion.
Yep.
The first one? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Moving on. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Moto or Andrew Ginter? Oh, undecided.
The second one.
Okay. Mr. Andrew Ginter. Thank you. And yes. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Rainey?
The second one.
Okay. Emmanuel. Thank you, Mr. Rainey. And sir, and how certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Rainey for Columbus City Council? Very certain that you're going to vote for him? Somewhat? Not too certain or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay, thank you. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jady or Nick Bankston?
No idea, my friend.
Okay, we can move on, sir. And I do appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done, okay? If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dakeauer?
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, sir. You kind of far away.
Yeah, I have no idea, my friend.
Okay, we can move to the next one. No worries, sir. Now, this one. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District. So this is tax that is going to affect your property, okay? And it's going to be on the ballot on the next Columbus City School District, okay? So it reads as follows. I'm going to continue. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collected rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the city county auditor's appraised value. Now, for each continuing period of time, commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, the question is this, because this is going to affect your property taxes. If the election were held today for that proposal, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No.
Okay. No to reject, right? Correct? Okay. Now, sir, let's finish this up. In politics, you will vote no to reject it.
Yeah.
Understood? I record that already. Understood?
No.
Now, let's move on. Let's finish. In politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And there's independent, okay? And there's no right or wrong answers, okay? Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither? Who do you lean more towards? Democrats, Republicans, or neither?
Republican, Republican.
Republicans, okay. Now, sir, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I don't remember.
Okay. Move forward. Last year, sir, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Was it $25,000, $34,000, $44,000, $54,000, $64,000? Stop me when... 44? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. Enjoy
You're
the
welcome,
rest of the evening, okay?
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, likewise. Bye-bye.